The future of the world's most important central bank is becoming less certain. A third seat on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors goes vacant end of this week when Stanley Fischer steps down. The Trump administration hasn't nominated any candidates for those positions, and speculation is it's because he's weighing whether to keep Janet Yellen on as chair. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst and host of Jill on Money for CBS News. Her podcast is Better Off. Jill, happy Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day. Markets are still open, so it doesn't feel like a holiday.
No, not for you. Well, not for many of us. So this, the Senate confirmed Randall Quarles to the Fed's Board of Governors last week. He's a former Undersecretary of the Treasury under President George W. Bush, a partner at the Carlyle Group, one of the world's most successful investment firms. He's going to oversee banking rules. Now, because of his background, is there an expectation he will loosen regulations, which some people feel weren't tightened enough after the financial collapse?
Absolutely. Randy Quarles is a lawyer trained at Davis Polk, so a lot of folks know him in the industry. Worked a lot with financial veterans before joining that Treasury Department back in 2002. And he was absolutely brought in to make the rules a little bit easier. So he succeeds a guy named Dan Tarullo. He stepped down from the Fed earlier this year. Tarullo was the Fed's point person on regulation. He was never confirmed as vice chairman, but that was a post that was supposed to have direct regulatory impact over systemically important financial institutions, or SIFIs. Mm-hmm. And what we know about Quarles is that he basically thinks that we need to relax some of the rules that have been imposed on the financial industry since the Dodd-Frank reform.
Yeah. Well, what about Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen? Trump slammed her on the campaign trail, but has stepped back from some of that. Her term is up in February. It's expected he'll nominate her replacement soon. What are the politics here? Is it about someone who would raise or lower the interest rates? I mean, what do we know about what President Trump wants?
Well, we don't know much about what he wants around monetary policy, because when he was a candidate, he, as you said, he criticized Janet Yellen. And I think he voiced a lot of the conservative economist criticism, which is the Fed had been keeping interest rates too low for too long, that it was dangerously close to fostering asset bubbles, meaning stock market highs, which we're seeing, maybe some housing bubbles on the coast. But, you know, the other part of the Fed's main job, in addition to making sure inflation doesn't run too hot and that the job environment is a good one, is regulatory. And I think that the messaging around who would replace these open seats has more to do with the regulatory issues than monetary policy. Because, again, we haven't heard a lot about monetary policy at all. In fact, as a president, President Trump should want Janet Yellen for that exact reason. Those low interest rates help the bull market to continue in the stock market, and that's something he brags about quite often.
Right. Well, you write that over his term, President Trump could nominate up to 5 Fed board members when it comes to retirements. Now there are going to be 3 empty seats when Fischer steps down this week. So what does that matter if there are empty seats?
Before everyone's eyes glaze over, because we're talking about the Federal Reserve, wake up, everyone. You know, the reality is the Federal Reserve is one of those weird parts of the economy that impacts everyone, right? Because we talk about monetary policy, we're talking about interest rates, and interest rates impact people who are borrowing money and save money. And it may impact your small business owner. Maybe you work for a small business, and the ability for a small business to get a loan can be impacted by this. So it really does matter.
Yes.
And I think what's really important here, the regulatory issue is going to become huge. That's where you're going to see the watering down of Dodd-Frank.
Jill,
just in time for the anniversary.
Just in time for the end of the segment. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thank you.